This is Zone Unknown with Roy Basnett, City Talk 105.9.
Playing a little bit of music there. All will be explained in a very short while. That's called Fireballs and Plasma. It's a track from Luminescence, the Luminescence album composed by musician Mick Byard and inspired by the images on www.light2beyond website, which I've got a feeling has something to do with our two guests, which we have on the phone this morning, John and Katie. Hi, folks.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Right, so let's get this little bit of music as understood, as it were. What's the significance of that music we just played?
Well, that tune was, as you said, composed by Mick Byard, and he spotted the images on our website, and he was so impressed and sort of inspired by those that he said, could he actually compose some music, which he did, using proper musicians, I may add. not just synths.
Yeah. To be proper musicians that actually mime.
Yes.
Oh, right, that's not what you're talking about. Anyway, are you happy with the representation that that music puts on your work?
Oh, we are, definitely, yes. It seems to really convey the excitement and inspiration that we ourselves got from what happened to us over 4 or 5 years.
Right, okay.
Phenomenon.
Well, tell us, the book's there, Beyond Photography, and obviously we just mentioned the website as well. Now, prior to this book being, you composing this book, as it were, you writing this book,
yep.
What was your background before this?
Well, basically, we were working in the children's book market, doing stuff for children's books, illustrating, writing, creating books, and suddenly all this stuff started happening. I must add, actually, Roy, I don't know whether anybody out there or your panel or yourself know too much about the orb phenomenon, but we had a digital camera for 2 years before we took any orbs at all. Mm-hmm. And when we took our first orb photograph, we had no idea what it was. We hadn't got a clue.
Okay.
We thought something was wrong with the camera.
Mm-hmm. See, we've got mixed opinions on this, to be honest with you, John, because, you know, we've had people who've come on this show and said that there are technical ways of explaining why this particular digital glitch happens, and then we do have, indeed, we've got mixed opinions actually in the studio this morning. We've got James Griffiths, our psychic medium, who is a big subscriber to the School of Thought, that they do represent something. And by the way, Lady Snake is with us, are you an orb believer?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, right. Right, well, let's bring Katie in then. Katie's there. Hi, Katie.
Hi there, Roy.
All right.
Good to speak with you.
And good to speak with you as well then. Katie, so when this kind of first happened, you get this picture that comes through and you see this strange, anomalous shape. What were your initial thoughts then, Katie?
Well, let me start just a little earlier than that, because going back about 12 years ago, I started to see these little tiny twinkly lights, which was really worrying to me. I thought, here comes a tumour or something, get your eyes checked out, which I did, and of course my eyes were fine. But these little lights continued to sparkle just for a millisecond. These things sparkled, and it did really have me quite worried. This went on, and I was actually seeing these for 4 years before I actually picked up a camera and aimed the camera at something I'd just seen, and sure enough, On the next shot, I got the shape of an orb.
Right.
Which at the time, I just called, it was just a light thing, a light.
Okay.
But since then, we've actually put labels to them now.
And what about you, John? What were your initial thoughts?
Well, could I just first dispel a few misconceptions about orbs?
Oh, yeah, good, please.
For people who may not know nothing about it. Well, I suppose we could ask ourselves, can orbs be adequately explained by normal phenomenon? Well, there are all kinds of normal phenomenon, like sunlight, flash feedback, raindrops, small reflective particles in the air, that can, under certain conditions, show up on photographs as kind of circular images. But they do not do so consistently, nor actually in a majority of cases. Undoubtedly, yeah. Some orb-like images are due to these things, but most of these kind of phenomenon can be dispelled by careful observation and common sense. What we are kind of talking about, and what we are exploring in our book, are phenomena that can't be explained in these terms. And I must also point out that some people mistakenly believe that orbs are a digital camera phenomenon, that they're a kind of a fault of the CMOS in the digital camera. Now, CMOS stands for complementary metal oxide semiconductor, and some people believe that it's an error in this technology that causes the orbs, but this actually is a total error, a total fallacy, because orbs are photographed by all kinds of cameras, SLR, analog video, they've even appeared on CCTV. So it is not particularly a digital camera phenomenon. The reason why most people take them on digital cameras is very simple. It's just due to the proliferation of digital camera technology.
Right.
Most people have them.
Are we talking, Casey, are we talking when you photograph these orbs, are we just talking generally spherical objects here, or are we looking at other shapes as well?
Oh, absolutely other shapes as well. I mean, we started off with orbs, and we felt immediately that there is a consciousness behind it, because these things actually responded to certain situations. We were probably taking orbs for, I would say, possibly 9 months or so. Before then, we got orbs plus other shapes.
Right.
Yeah, we were getting what we called light rods.
Right.
We were getting energy bursts that took on different shapes.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
These photographs are just incredible, and you can't explain them.
Mm.
And you know, we've continued to get these things.
And the question I've got to ask you then, Katie, is what do you believe they are?
I believe it's another consciousness living amongst us.
Right. And would you echo that view then, would you, John?
I would. I suppose my view would be that the orbs are, in fact, visual indicators of another aspect of reality, perhaps even evidence the existence of an intelligent other consciousness. But I must stress that this is an opinion. It's an informed opinion.
Mm.
But in the one thing I think it's important to point out to your listeners is that in the whole New Age realm of strange and wonderful and weird phenomena, you get a lot of people expressing opinions as though they are facts.
Yeah.
But there are far more opinions than there are facts.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And that is a fact.
Well, when we talk about this, just before we take some questions from the panel,
yeah.
What you mentioned there about the randomness of picking up orbs, have you ever photographed a sequence of orbs in identical positions or moving,
yes,
as it
we have.
Were. You have done?
Yes, we have, and we've also had them from different angles. After our book, what I must say, our book Beyond Photography came out at the end of 2006. It was actually, although we didn't realise it, Roy, at the time, it was the first book to really look at this phenomenon and document it photographically with any kind of methodology. But after our book came out, two other guys in America, Klaus Heinemann, an ex-NASA scientist, and Michael Ledwith, who was one-time advisor to the Pope, until he started photographing orbs, did another book, and they took thousands of photographs between them. They set up tests. Other scientists have done similar things. They've even tracked orbs with many cameras across the room. They've clocked them at travelling at over 500 miles an hour through an array of cameras, shot from different angles. So this, you know, kind of dispels the idea of them being dust, because, well, dust certainly doesn't move that fast in our house.
Yeah, hi, it's Lady Snake here.
I've got
a question for you, my love. Do you believe that orbs manifest into spirit? You know, into an apparition or into anything else? You know, what's your view on this?
My view, but my personal, I know people do believe that orbs are a kind of a precursor to another manifestation of spirit. I tend to believe that what we're seeing here in the orb form and what we see in the kind of plasma concentrations that we and others have taken are similar. It's the same phenomenon, but from a different perspective. So I don't particularly see orbs as being the spirits of dead people, for example, or the spirits of people who've moved on, or unborn spirits, but I believe they represent an aspect of reality where all those things coexist.
Is that a view shared by yourself, Katie?
I would just like to give a simple example of just recently. A cat died belonging to a dear friend of ours. And we had a tiny little ceremony to bury the cat. And just as we were chatting, it was sort of like evening time. And I thought, I'm going to take a few little shots around and about. And I actually got a photograph of a red orb on the chest of the owner of the cat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is not dust, that's not moisture. That is something, whether it's a healing orb or another form of consciousness, but something was responding to her grief.
Right, let me...
And that was only a cat, but it was still important.
Let me bring in psychic medium James Griffiths at this point. Orbs, typically, white orbs, I'm sure that most people will have experienced them at some point or another when they've been taking a picture. Red orbs, are they symbolic of anything in your estimation, James?
It really depends on... See, as I say, I work with orbs.
The camera.
So if an orb came into a room while I was doing a reading and it hit a part of someone's body, I would whatever colour it was what I would feel. As I'm looking at it, it's what I feel when I'm looking at it. So the colours don't really mean anything till the time that you're doing it.
What about phases?
I would agree with that.
Yes, I would agree with that, because you do actually get all kinds of colours, and a lot depends on your camera. So anybody that says, a colour represents the sort of the mind or the, you know, refers them to chakra colours, I think are getting it wrong.
Well, I think that the whole idea of the colour is, I mean, obviously, like digital cameras pick up further into the infrared than a film camera. But all cameras will reproduce colours according to their own inner technological settings. I know some people will tell you that orbs, as Katie said, refer to chakras or to... I mean, at the moment, some people say, different colours represent different archangels. I tend to feel there's a whole lot of fuzzy misunderstanding about the whole idea of angels anyway. But I think that... we have to be very careful in defining this phenomenon as specifically one thing or another at the moment. I think we're all on a learning curve.
I mean, if I could just say here that when you're looking at orbs, I mean, you do get different shapes. That is a fact. I mean, some are very much like a pizza base. They look flat.
Mm.
And then you get others that are energy bursts that are white with spectrum colours in it. Mm. So... you know, we're getting a variety of things, and it's very, very interesting, mysterious.
What about faces in the orbs, then? You know, because Hilda is known to have faces in orbs.
You could make faces up out of orbs, but, I mean, I don't necessarily see faces in orbs. No, I don't.
At Chibapool, we get... tons of customers sending us pictures of orbs in supposedly haunted places.
Right.
Now, what was really spooky was on Halloween, we had a couple of actors waiting in the cemetery for the tour to come down so they could jump out and scare them while she was down there. Yeah. Just a day in the life for me. That.
Yeah.
But she was taking pictures down there all night.
Mm.
And when she got the pictures on the computer, there was orbs everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everywhere. Yeah. And we've taken pictures down there in the cemetery and they're not always there.
I really believe they would be answering to her excitement, her enjoyment. They respond. They love happiness.
Emotion.
You know, we get the majority of them over parties and people and animals.
Guys, I've got to wrap up on this, but please, if you would, just tell us a little bit about the website and tell us a bit about the book, if you would.
Yes, it is. The website website is www.lightstobeyond.com, and the book is called Beyond Photography. It's published by O Books, and it's available on Amazon Books or at any good bookshop.
Great stuff. Katie Hall, John Pickering, thank you very much indeed.
Zone Unknown with Roy Basnett, exclusive to City Talk 105.9.